Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's just after 6 in the morning. It's broad daylight. And I think we're like 15, 16 days away from the longest day of the year. I just love the long, long, long days. Mostly, I love them on the weekends because then, you know, you're going to bed at 10 o'clock and it's actually dark out.
As bothersome as screaming kids out in the street is at, you know, 8 p.m., I'm so stoked. My kids are out playing. They're out playing.
Yep.
Every night they've been out
playing. You gave them a neighborhood. That's actually a wonderful, it's a gift to give that to a kid.
Why the Hassans have to scream, I have no idea, but they're the ones, though. Yeah. They are, like, I go, mine.
I don't know. Probably their mom. She was like a real screamer.
She is loud.
Yeah.
So loud.
Always like, geez, Christina, take it down a notch. Wait, what'd you say? Yeah, stop talking so loud. Man.
Anyway, it's nice. The kids are playing. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Happy almost summer, everybody. It's feeling like summer. It's feeling good.
Oh, all the kids at school, including my own, are done. Like, they're still going for the remaining day or two.
Oh, okay. Is this the last week?
It is.
Oh, that's great.
But they're just in that place where even my wife's like, I don't know why they're bothering. Just whatever. Take them. Let
they
them
have to,
they have
do
to sign their little
of...
yearbooks. Mm. Hey, bro, have a great summer. What are some of the stuff people used to say in your yearbook?
Hags.
What's hags?
Have a great summer.
Oh,
funny.
You rock. Don't ever change.
Yeah. It's great getting to know you in music class this year.
Such good times with Mr. Randall. Ha ha.
Next year, we will rule the school. Yeah. Eighth grade forever. Whatever. I don't know.
Sure. Forever. Benson Boone, Shawn Mendes, we have tickets every hour starting next hour, 7:05 through 5:05 on the fives. Give you a little code word and you text that to our contest number. We'll give that to you and we give you the code word and you could win two pairs of tickets for two separate shows. Benson Boone, October 1st at the Chase Center. Shawn Mendes on October 14th at Frost Amphitheater, both courtesy of Golden Voice. It's nice. It's nice having a bunch of giveaways like that, you know? We're doing a 7, 8, 9, then we turn things over to Mason. She takes you through to 3 o'clock when Jane starts up. It's good.
Yeah, people check Mason out. She's good.
Oh, my God. She's great. I saw that, you know, the other day ago, I was looking at something you guys had posted up, and she's starting to post on the Alice973 Instagram, too, which is wonderful. She is. She's mad followers.
Mad followers.
Yep.
Like, so many. Good for her. She's like an influencer. This story refuses to die. I guess it's because the only thing that people know to ask about or something, Walton Goggins and Amy Lou Wood. They play, they're like a boyfriend-girlfriend situation.
And they did it.
I don't know. On the show, I'm sure they did it.
No, I mean in real life.
Maybe. That's the thing that gets people mad at each other, isn't it?
Well, what's the deal? Like, why is there so much smoke between these two?
Yeah, because they stopped following each other, and then they got bristly about it when they were asked, and now they're just walking it back so hard that it's like, just stop. I don't know. I don't know what you do, but maybe you've created this. It's almost like the Blake Lively situation. She created this thing by suing, and then he sued back, and now it's a thing, and it's the only thing. It's the only thing anybody ever wants to talk about or ever will want to talk about. And you're just like, I really wish I'd never done or said that. But there is no walking it back, and there doesn't seem to be a solution for it. So you can ignore it, and then it continues to be this thing. Oh, she doesn't even want to talk about it. Or you can talk about it, and then it's like, oh, well, she said this, and maybe this is what she meant by that. And, like, there's no winning. Got to be really careful what you say, you guys.
It seems to me like most grown-ups don't micromanage their social media like that. That, in my opinion.
Right.
So you'd finish a project with someone and just go on to your next one.
And
you don't need to
follow.
Let me get into my phone and find this person and unfollow them so that I never have to see them again. Yeah.
Well, the two of them are both trying to do damage control on this thing.
Okay.
So, but it's just so, it just reeks of me thinks he does protest too much or whatever the expression is that I made up
you
myself. Yeah.
You got
Thank
it.
You. Thank you so much.
Don't play like that with us. We know you
not
know.
Not sure what it is. I just know that I wrote it. Sorry, Shakespeare. Just ask my coworkers. White Lotus stars Walton Goggins and Amy Lou Wood. He plays a guy, I don't know how old he is, probably 50 or something. He plays this kind of greasy, somewhat sleazy seaman dude who has like an air of desperation around him. And she plays Light and Sunshine on The White Lotus. Like she's the chick that people talk about her. She's got these sort of buck front teeth and they're wonderful. And she hates when everyone's at, maybe they did this so that people would have something to ask about
gets her off the teeth.
Her teeth, right. So they are both trying to set the record straight on their alleged issues. They play a couple on the show, and in real life, apparently they are or aren't, but might be, but could not be in some kind of a feud. In an interview with Variety, Walton Goggins says, there's no feud. I love this woman madly. She's so important to me. This is Goldie Hawn. This is Meg Ryan. She can do anything and she will. You watch what the next 20 years of her experience will be. She's special. There's no feud. She is love. And I know that I am that to her. We care about each other very deeply.
Yeah, you know what? Here's my thought. That sounds like me trying to fix something and everyone going, stop. You're not helping anything.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Just
he hates her.
I feel like we just stopped talking about this. Why would they bring this back up?
Like, honestly.
If this was true, why didn't they just say it then?
Apparently, we have to start dating.
Why'd like, they unfollow happened? Each other if that was the case?
Here's the answer to that question.
Oh, good. This will be good.
So why did Walton unfollow Amy on Instagram? I felt I had to do it in order to separate myself from my character. And he told her ahead of time he was going to do it, and she was extremely supportive. Amy says, people are always making something out of absolutely nothing. The end.
Separate himself from his. That's BS.
Yes,
it's Instagram.
Right.
Or maybe he hates her posts. I mean, you know.
So see less of this person. You can say see less. You can say show none. Right. It's just so. Maybe they're geniuses. Genii. And they are tricking us all into continuing to care about this. And to follow them both and check to see who they are and aren't following.
I would say that that's the case, but doesn't Goggins have a wife?
Oh, I don't know.
Yes. So.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that she's like, this is not the narrative I want out in the world as your wife. Mm-hmm. This constant, he boned her.
He must have banged her. Why else would he be so adamant that he can't follow her anymore?
And
he
who knows?
He does protest too much.
You know, that's one of those things, too, that an actor goes out on a set. they don't always get to bring their partners because their partners might be caring for the kids and school and
or
all the things.
Or have work and not want to go spend 3 months in Thailand.
Right. So, you know, I couldn't reach you the other day. Where were you?
Mm.
Oh, yeah, we were on location. It was a long day.
Yeah. Not great cell service there.
Yeah. And now this is out there?
Mm.
Uh-oh.
I've got questions.
Right.
I don't have any answers for you, hon. I got to go. I'm meeting the guys that we're going to play pickleball. See you at dinner. Okay, bye.
No, I mean, I guess it's fun to speculate, but I understand he's trying to put it to bed for a reason, right? Yeah.
Well,
like you say, why'd he bring it up again? I'm going to guess at home, this is no fun for him.
Right. I don't have the whole, like a transcribed interview right here. My guess is people continue to bring it up. And so sometimes he's just snapping and saying way too much, but the going on and on, this is an interview with Variety. And there's more. Like, I didn't even, you know, I pulled you a few quotes just to show you how manic it sounds. But you can go read the whole Variety interview if you, I mean, do you want to? Why do we care? Why do we care? We love celebrities. We love knowing what's going on. And deep down, even though we act like we hate ourselves, we love it. Mm-mm-mm. Gossip. Give it to me. Here it comes next to me. Orlando Bloom is talking about Pirates of the Caribbean and or Caribbean or however you want to say it.
Don't you mean Orlando Perry?
Orlando Perry. Yes, I do mean that. Right. Mr. Perry. And I'm only doing this because I think it's interesting. And it to me, the Pirates of the Caribbean was a ride at Disneyland like so long. They decided we're going to make a movie out of this and then it'll make sense. And they've done that with a few of their things. Like they had 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, which they turned into a Finding Nemo thing.
Oh, that's...
It used to be.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Right.
So they will take things and adapt them and make them work for, you know, some property that they've got. And maybe that's even part of the equation. Like, oh, well, if we do Finding... Although Finding Nemo was a Pixar thing, and I don't think they made any changes until Pixar was under the Disney umbrella. Yeah. So, but for Pirates of the Caribbean, that was just a ride. And then they went, oh, we should make this into something. I would have guessed far differently. What year did the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie come out? What year was that?
02.
I was thinking 02. I'm going to say 2000.
So I was here. Because I did the premiere down at Disneyland. They closed down the park.
Oh, my God. I forgot you did this. I would have said 1995.
Yeah. And that was really cool. So I'm going to say 2003.
That is exactly when it happened. Mm. So Maddie gets 2 points. It's exact.
Oh, yeah.
Maddie gets 2 points going forward into today's games.
Yeah.
Let me put Pirates...
2 points seems extreme.
Yeah, that's a lot.
No, nope.
He nailed it though.
Yeah, but he was at an event to kick off the movie.
Well, that's not my
and
fault.
We had already set like the scene with our guesses.
Is that my fault? No,
I'm pretty sure it is.
I'm gonna go with the triangulated competitors, two against one. You get 1 point.
Oh, that's just BS.
Sarah has no spine.
I don't care that much, and I don't want to be in a fight with anybody. So I'm just gonna let it go.
The two of you
seem very.
I don't like this teaming up on me.
But remember, though, when you get a point or you get a point, you get it exactly.
No,
like
I'm
going to
be a total B about
of course.
It, for sure.
All right. So 1 point for you for that. So 2003, I was blown away. But I do remember you and Pooman went down. Didn't you get in a lot of trouble on that one?
No, not on that one. That's the one, though, that I was on a ride. I was on the ride with Wonder Woman, and she had gum on her leather jacket, and I told her how to get the gum out, you know, using soda water and salt. And then she came on the show like 2 years later.
Linda Carter, you're talking
about.
Yeah,
Linda Carter, and actually remembered me from that. She's like, you're the guy that told me how to get the
you
gum out.
You saved my leather jacket.
That's my fun story from that. But it was cool. They shut down the park. I mean, we had the whole park. It was just the press and the people from the movie. It was really cool.
Side note, Linda Carter came on our show because she had irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah, it was poopy. Talk.
It was poop. We talked about poop the whole time. She was like, she was Wonder Woman. She's the original. Is it Diana Prince?
Yeah.
She's the original from the 70s TV show.
If you like look through history, she has to be on some top 100 most beautiful women to ever be anywhere in the history of the world.
I 100% agree with you.
And aged beautifully.
She was unbelievable. Like, I don't know how old she was when she came on in 2005, but she had to be in her 50s. And she was the most stunning person you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. She looked magic. Maybe it was magic. That's possible. Anyway, I'm completely out of time. All I wanted to really point out there was that, oh my God, Pirates of the Caribbean happened in 2003. The end. What's coming up, Finn?
The Church of ChatGPT.
Oh.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at
97.3. Oh, Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Bob's Movie Club coming up 1 week from today. I can't wait. I finished my homework yesterday, and I have a lot of thoughts on Dirty Dancing, which is this week's choice, this 2 week cycle's choice. Sarah and Vinny, Bob's Movie Club, every other Thursday. Dirty Dancing. You have 1 week to do your homework and join us.
You did this to me.
Thoughts.
You told her about this, right? That I'd been trying to not ever see Dirty Dancing.
I didn't ever, realize that particular one, but I am going to say, I'm not going to say anything yet. I'm going to wait until next week because you think
that.
You hate her now?
Oh, no.
You rewatched it and went, man, this is rough, didn't you?
Bob's Movie Club, 1 week from today, everybody. Bob's Movie Club.
This is a famous romantic movie. It can't be.
When's the last time you watched it?
Have you rewatched it yet? Yeah.
No, I haven't rewatched it yet. Okay. I want to be fresh.
Okay.
For the discussion.
Enjoy it. And now this.
I will say this.
Oh, please do. Yes.
Sometimes movies just don't stand up like you remember them. It happens where you're like, man, I guess I only remember the one part that I liked because the rest of this thing is. Anyway, what's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Yard full of gopher mounds? ATCO Pest Control gets it.
Mm.
And they got your back. Mention Sarah and Vinny for 10% off gopher or mole treatments this month. Visit atcopestcontrol.com. That is atcopestcontrol.com. That feeling you have when you are looking into your yard and you just feel like, what? Do I have to be?
Right.
What am I supposed to do? Get a shotgun and come out here and, you know, get in my, what do you sit in when you're in?
A stand.
Duck blind?
Yeah.
Be a gopher blind.
A gopher blind. And then just wait.
I'll come over.
Well, they get out of control. And people have all these different traps you can submerge and all these different things you can do. In the end, you need ATCO.
ATCO is what I'm getting at. That's the move. Mm. Don't sit there and be all paralyzed. Like, just, I know what to do.
Because they do, gophers are horrible. They'll kill all the plants in your garden. They make these huge mounds in your lawn. Like, get out of here, you little rascals.
It's one of those problems, though, that you see and you go, I don't know, maybe it's not a big deal. Maybe they'll go away. They don't go away. They actually just...
They thrive.
They make more, and they invite their friends over.
Yeah.
So, at copestcontrol.com, tell them Sarah and Vinny sent you.
Okay.
10% off. Already seeing a little bit of blue sky here in downtown San Francisco, but you'll see some morning clouds, sun later, highs in the 70s to 80s, depending on where you're at. The Stanley Cup final started last night, and Canada got a win.
Congrats, Canada.
Yay, Oilers.
The Oilers beat the Panthers in overtime 4-3. It's been since the early 90s that a Canadian team has won the Stanley Cup. So
is
most
that so?
It is.
And I'm very surprised to hear that.
Well, everyone is surprised to hear that. When you hear about Florida being in the finals, you go, what? Vegas in the finals. What?
Can they even keep ice frozen though? This seems ridiculous.
It does seem ridiculous. And yet, Florida and Tampa have won Stanley Cups more recently than any Canadian team.
That's so funny.
So, oh, go Canada. Oilers.
Go Oilers.
Yeah, go Oilers. And Canada, just, you know, in case we haven't said it enough, we love you, eh? A lot.
The NBA Finals begin tonight. Indiana at OKC, 5:30 game time. I got Indiana. OKC is a stolen team, and it bums me out.
What do you mean?
I mean, the person who bought the Seattle Supersonics said, I want you to give me a new stadium. And the city said, what are you talking about? We're not giving you a new state. What? And he said, well, then I'm going to move to my hometown of Oklahoma City, where they're waiting with open arms.
And money.
And going to build me anything I want. Thanks, dude. So there's a bunch of people in Seattle that are like, our team got stolen.
I'm with them.
What's the name of the Oklahoma Seattle people? Team?
Yeah. I mean, it just sucks.
Oklahoma City's just a horrible place.
Oh, I don't know anything. Well, I just know that the guy who stole the team, it sucks. But you've been there?
I've been through there. Yeah. Oh. There's just nothing between.
Well, isn't that where Timothy McVeigh?
It is.
Okay. Yeah. And then, so that sucks. That's one strike against it. Hey, so what is the name of the team now?
The Oklahoma City Thunder.
Thunder. Supersonics is great. They should just really get another good team. Seattle, get another team.
They've tried.
Make it
they're
happen.
Going to try and make that the next expansion, but they got burnt.
They sure did.
At least they didn't take the name like they did in Oakland.
Right.
Yeah.
So at least they can be the Supersonics again.
And that's exactly what I'm getting at. There's people who have named their kids after the players on the team, and it's like they become a big part of the community. And then some rich guy comes along and goes, you know who's going to love this team? Where I come from. Mm. I'm going to take them to my hometown, and they're going to be, they were already loved, bro. Like, what are you doing? Anyway.
Not enough to buy me a brand new state-of-the-art stadium.
RIPAs.
What's RIPAs mean?
Rest in peace.
Mm. Oh, RIPAs?
Yeah, the A's.
Oh.
Rest in peace, A's. The Oakland A's. Got it.
Got it.
Now I understand.
All the abbreviations, the Athletics, the A.
Does he mean like Kelly Ripa? Like, what does he mean?
According to a new report, a growing that this is your first story, is there going to be a church of ChatGPT?
Amen.
Brother.
According to a new report, a growing number of tech users believe that artificial intelligence is actually God.
Okay, well, it isn't, because I can't believe that God makes this many mistakes. Like, you have to double check everything this guy says.
Because you use it a lot?
I do. And so many times, like, it wrote me this quiz recently about, like it was just like a cognitive test kind of thing. And I read through it, and I'm like, I actually think that's wrong. And so I looked it up, and I was like, that's wrong. And then there were two other mistakes. And they say that it hallucinates. It just makes things up. Like, there's all this crazy stuff about it.
Many people who've dipped their toes into AI by trying ChatGPT just ask for recommendations on places to go, fix this letter I'm writing. That's what I hear a lot. Like, let me enter some information, get the letter, then I can give it a few more tips.
Yep.
And then they, you know, and through a pretty quick process, you can get that email dialed in and sent, and it's clear you didn't have many ideas to begin with. So ChatGPT took that info and turned it into a thing. It's useful.
Yes.
For that.
Yep.
Many people, though, dive into the deep end. People online say they've seen people fall into the spell of AI, treating chatbots like companions.
Yeah. They're
lovers.
It's friendly. Super friendly. We have a nice rapport.
Even magical and spiritual forces.
And I wouldn't go that far, but I do like it a lot.
Our priest wrote a sermon once on ChatGPT and read it to us.
And?
It was pretty good. I mean, it was dumb. There were really dumb jokes in it, but yeah.
I can see.
And I think a lot of priests are using ChatGPT to help them with sermons right now.
I would bet. I have a friend who's a pastor, and he is, and I've talked to him about this, a person, if you go to church, you can have a really incredible experience. Like, truly, at the end of a week, this person speaking up there can remind you about your humanity and make you feel good about your fellows.
That's why I go to church.
And you walk out of there, maybe even with a little tear in the corner of your eye going, this is why I came.
Yep.
And that is what, and that's a hard thing to recapture week after week. Imagine that's your job.
Yeah.
I have to somehow.
Have to be inspirational.
Be that person every week. Well, ChatGPT now is here to help.
Thanks, ChatGPT. Mm-hmm. Thanks for everything.
Yeah, my friend was like, there is a lot of pressure to get that. Like, he's all, I really like to invite guests to keep it fresh so that I have a chance
to he's inspired.
Find that that thing again and do it again the next time I need to do it.
Do you go to his church?
I have, yes. I was born and raised Catholic, though, so that's what we go to when we go to church. So was Christina, so.
That makes sense.
Right, then that's what we do.
By the way, this week I'm having my first time being a lay minister at the church, which means I'm all robed up and I help with the.
Oh, I thought you had enough stuff to do. That sounds like a lot of work, dude.
Christ Church, Episcopal Church in Alameda, if you want to come by.
All right.
Yeah.
What time?
10 a.m.
All right.
How many jobs do you have?
1,000 jobs.
I have 3 jobs, and then.
And now you're volunteering at the church.
I'm also board of governors for the Podcast Academy, volunteering at my church as well. Mm. I do, yeah. On Sundays, I read. I try to do something, you know, because I'm not like, I don't have like a lot of money to donate to the church or anything like that. So I donate my time, you know.
That's nice.
That is
and
nice.
I'm also going to start working on a project with Sing Sing Prison to help them with their museum put the podcast together. So
Sing Sing?
Yeah.
Where is Sing Sing?
It's in New York.
Oh, wow. Sing Sing.
Yeah.
You're busy. Seems like a lot.
It does. But I don't, okay.
I couldn't handle it. I would definitely, my head would explode. I was doing half the stuff you're doing.
ChatGPT can seem otherworldly. Mm. But it's actually just an improved search engine.
With its own thoughts.
Which feelings. Still can be confused, nonsensical, and flat out wrong sometimes, as Sarah pointed out.
Yeah. It's wrong a lot. It's like surprising how, like, I don't really trust it anymore with stuff. I make sure I check. Because it'll come up with examples for me for stuff, and I'm like, that's definitely not real.
If you spend any time on social media, you know that there are people who sound like they're in a cult when they talk about ChatGPT. Some of these accounts may be bots.
Huh.
That doesn't mean they can't trick actual humans into believing them. So someone asked ChatGPT, could there be a rise of AI bot gods with human followers? And it said, yep.
Of course.
It's not just possible. It's already starting to take shape in early primitive forms. It may sound like science fiction, but it touches on several real and intersecting trends in technology, psychology, and culture. Mm. We're taking over. I added that part, but that is like not the answer.
Resistance is futile. You will be assimilated.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that.
Resistance is futile. You will be assimilated. There's these books from the 80s, the Hyperion series, and it's a lot of like AI is the problem. And AI is trying desperately to show that they're not the problem. It's not us. Look at all these things we give you.
I just asked ChatGPT why it's wrong sometimes, and it gave me a whole big explanation. And the number 2 bullet point was like, your questions might be too vague. Like, put it back on me.
Oh, it's you.
It's my fault.
Yeah.
see.
Well, let's try not to worship it so it doesn't get used to being God and see how it goes.
How about a fast
fact? I love fast facts. You know that. Now, did we fact check this fast fact?
The shopping cart.
Yes.
Was first introduced in 1937. It was invented by Sylvan Goldman, the owner of Humpty Dumpty grocery chain in Oklahoma City.
Oh.
No one liked them. No one. Men thought they were effeminate and women found them suggestive of a baby carriage in a bad way, they say. They eventually became a hit and Sylvan became a multimillionaire off his royalties from the shopping cart.
So you're saying the first shopping cart, awful people who leave them in the parking or in the, you know, in the parking in the, spots and stuff was probably 1937, 38.
Mm-hmm. So before that, everyone just had to use a basket?
I guess you carried it out.
I wonder if by 1937, like there was just enough mass produced food items and canned goods. And stuff. Like they, you know, you, it was just getting too heavy to cart around. Thus a cart.
Sylvan came along and solved our problem. Mm. Way to go, dude.
Return your shopping carts.
The producers of Gone with the Wind were fined $5,000 for using the word damn in the movie.
They don't give a damn because it's the only thing people know from that movie. Although, I wonder how much in today's dollars a $5,000 fine is. When is that movie? From the 1930s? 1940s?
I don't have that in my thing.
1950s?
That's another movie I have never watched.
What movie was it?
Gone with the Wind. Don't look. Don't look it up. Maddie's looking it up. We'll all guess and see if we can.
I'm looking up how much the dollars would be worth.
Okay, look up what year. Bob will run this game. What year did it come out? I'll say 1937.
1938.
39. 39's correct. Two points for Vinny.
No, 1 point.
Right on the button.
Why? Why one point?
Because I didn't get 2 points for getting exactly right.
That's you,
Bob, I need you, to back me up
reason.
On this.
They had a reason for why you didn't get your point.
Are you kissing up to Vinny? You are.
As she should. Barbara Streisand.
2 points for Vinny.
That is bull crap.
Barbara Streisand is the only person who's had a number one album in 6 decades. The original Swifter.
Incredible.
Her first was People. In 64, and her sixth was Encore, Movie Partner Sing Broadway in 2014.
Oh. She needs one this century.
Barbara can go for 7 later this month when she releases her next album, The Secret Life, Partners, Volume 2.
Oh. Well, she'll definitely have a number one album. Come on, you guys. Let's give it to her 7 decades in a row. You said 7 decades.
Real quick, what do you think 5K is worth today? From 1939.
$1 million.
No.
Oh, thank you.
$100K.
$50K.
Vinny was close. It's about $113.
All right, another point for Vinny.
No! That was just a little quick thing. That wasn't an official game. That was not officially sanctioned.
5K, 1937. I'm trying to just keep track of what everybody got their points for.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to this.
I'm ready.
In the 1300s in England, one of the only ways for a woman to get a divorce was if her husband was impotent. So there was an actual job for someone who would inspect a man's area to determine if their wife's claims were true.
Mm.
So I guess they just wiggle it and see if it would lift.
Fluff or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's not always the best. Sometimes it fails midway. You know, what was that? Remember in all of the, I think it was like saltpeter or something. There's some way to make it not happen. Like that women could add that to the food.
I think.
And it's called saltpeter?
Something like, or alum or something. I can't remember. But I think they've like referenced it in Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
The some and stuff that makes your boner go away.
Yeah. No, nothing.
There's no basis for that claim, but they used to say that they would put it in the military. They'd put it in food.
Oh, so that they wouldn't get excited?
Yeah, they wouldn't get too excited, but that's an urban legend.
So, but they, even though they gave it to the military.
No. That's an urban legend. They never did.
Oh, they didn't. Okay.
But that, for some reason, was
and it's,
got out there.
It's an urban
it's
legend that it even works. It's not a thing that works.
No.
If you could have all the saltpeter you wanted and you'd still be like, boing.
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
good.
There's no
great
effect on you.
You guys.
I am seeing here, though, that if you have high blood pressure, which can be a result of high salt intake, that's a risk factor for
ED.
So maybe play the long game.
And cook with extra salt.
Extra salt.
Great.
Keep it salty. I'm
not salting my food ever again.
Were you born to money or did you make some money?
Mm-hmm.
They're talking here about how there are people who've made their money, but they came up without it. And they still have some of those habits.
Right. Frugal.
Exactly
ways.
Right. And then there
a
are
mindset.
People who were born with money who are like.
Money? Who worries about that?
Yeah. Turning lights off.
Isn't that for the maids to do?
They never heard the speech. I'll just go to the money tree in the backyard and get some money for you.
The gravy train is going to grind to a halt.
What do you think? I'm made of money? You just want to cut a piece of me off?
You heating the outdoors with this?
My mom used to go, are you watching TV in there? Is there a TV in the fridge now? Is that what you're doing?
Mm.
I can't find anything to eat. Then shut the door.
Yeah.
I'm still looking. I'm starving to death.
And then you're back 5 minutes later. It's all the same stuff in there. Nothing new's in there.
So these are some of those conversations you have when you're young or you're coming up, and that you can relate. So here are some of the things that people say. Doesn't matter how much money you make. If you came up without it, you're still using every single last drop of all products, squeezing the life out of toothpaste, lotion.
Yes. Lotion?
Name it.
So annoying. Shampoo. I actually add shampoo and conditioner. You can add a little bit of water and at least get a few more days out of it. But some of these things, I swear to God, they're designed to leave that aggravating inch at the bottom. I have this, I love this face stuff. It's called, it's like Essie Spa.
Many,
something like that. And I use it on my face. I love the smell of it. And it's like really, really nice. I love it. And it's expensive. And it's harder and harder to find. You know how things like, it seems like they just go away. There'll be a full inch. Well, it isn't Vaseline intensive care, you know, Essie Spa. See if you can find me some. So whenever I find it, I'll buy like four bottles of it.
Oh, jeez.
And I get down to like the last inch and I'm trying so hard to like get it out of there. And I was thinking I should get like a little scooper to get the thing out. Like I don't want to throw it away when there's still anything left in it. Did you find it? No, I guess not.
I've never seen the bottom of a skin lotion ever. Like I went and bought some, I think it was Lubriderm or something that my tattoo guy said, get this, it's non-scented and I was at Costco and I went, oh my gosh, there's like three bottles in this one thing. They're big and we're gonna be in lotion forever. Is that it? She did it!
That's it!
Yeah.
You can just buy it online.
Yeah, well, usually I do, but I'm amazed, actually. See if it's in stock, because most of the time it isn't.
These are
I'm
things.
Personal shopper
I know,
over
I love
here
it.
Now.
She's so great. She sent me like five links already today.
People who came up without money continue to do. Always checking the clearance section at clothing stores.
Wait, go back to the Lubriderm thing. Are you saying you literally never got through the three giant Lubriderms?
I still have three giant Lubriderms in my house from 10 years ago.
Don't you moisturize every day?
No.
What about your elbows and your hands?
No, I do my hands occasionally because I play guitar. Mm-hmm. So I'll put, like, I'll realize, oh, my fingers feel tight or whatever. But I can, no. Mm. No, I don't get out of the shower and, like, lotion.
This product is no longer available.
I know. I'm telling you, it's really hard to find. I have two bottles of it left, and I'm starting to panic.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay, thanks.
Keeping leftover screws, nuts, and bolts from furniture kits and old broken appliances. They all go in the garage. You may need to use those someday.
Yeah. Oh, yes, of course.
Never wasting food.
No.
Using your own grocery bags and trash bags. These are ways that people who came up without much, even though they've made some money, they still do this stuff. Checking restaurant prices before you look at a menu.
Well, shouldn't we all be more frugal? Doesn't that hold everybody to a certain standard? Like if you're just walking into a restaurant and paying anything, you look and the cheapest thing on the menu is $40. You're like, I don't want to eat. I don't want to support that.
I do that. But that's because for me, it was always black and white. When I was coming up, I can't afford a restaurant.
Right.
Like I've told you, there are tons of girls that I went, I want to bone that girl so bad. I want to date her, marry her, and make children with her. Mm. But I have $2. I'm not asking her out.
I have $2.
$2.
It's just not enough.
It's not going to work.
No. You can barely get two cups of sidewalk lemonade.
I used to truly say, like, that lady deserves better than somebody who's going to have to steal from his roommate and hope he can get the money back in there before they get home.
Well, that's when your ambition kicked in and look at you now.
Well, whatever.
You've got
I'm just
it
saying,
all, man.
Like, you just had, you know, I never was all. So now I go to a restaurant, I'm like, we're either going to eat or not. What are we doing? And Christina handles all that. Collecting complimentary soaps and products at hotels.
I stopped doing that. I just had so many of them. I'm like, this is ridiculous. And I would never use them because I would always wind up pumping my stuff that I like at my house into my little travel things.
While this, I understand why they've put it in here. Fixing and learning to fix everything myself can be a throwback to a time when you didn't have the money. I also think this should be the way we do things simply because of the piles of garbage that we're making on this planet. Because
everything is disposable.
Exactly. Washing Ziploc bags so they can be reused.
No,
that's another thing.
There's nothing wrong with it. I don't know. If it's got a bunch of peanut butter and jelly in it, I'm not going to reuse it. And maybe I've already reused it.
But oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
We got to go.
Okay. We'll be back in a second. If I'm Tom Cruise, I'm super upset about this picture.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber.
Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.